Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Melissa.
Romero.
If you're brand new to the show, Melissa, she's not the most responsible person with money. And you might be thinking, you know what? Who is? Struggle? Especially now, paycheck to paycheck, everything's going up in prices. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Everyone's struggling a little bit. Sometimes it's a little bit out of your control. You might have had a certain budget and now everything else raised in prices and you're thinking like, crap, okay, what am I going to do here? I got to cancel some things that I don't need as much, or I don't use as much, or maybe something that I do use, but I'm going to have to sacrifice without it. Yesterday, my wife was telling me, she's like, have you ever looked in your phone at the things you're subscribed to? And I said, yeah, why? She goes, I never looked at it. I just looked at it today. I canceled 6 things that I didn't even know I was subscribed to.
Oh, I just went through that recently.
Yeah. So, you know, you do things of that nature and you're like, oh man, I got to be better with money. That's understandable. Then there's Melissa, who, I mean, I have a laundry list of reasons that this girl literally has something in her that says you cannot hold on to the money. The second you get it, you must throw it away somehow. And the more reckless, the better. Because yesterday, this girl admitted to us that she wanted corn chowder, was it?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
My favorite.
She wanted a special corn chowder from a certain restaurant. Well, so bad.
Yeah. You guys remember yesterday?
Yesterday was Thursday.
I know. It was downpouring all day long.
Right.
And I was home and I was craving it. You know, it was the first day of fall. You know, we want soups and stuff and chowders in the fall.
Yes.
And corn chowder is my absolute favorite. If anyone can make a great corn chowder, let me know the recipe, although I wouldn't cook it. But,
rate, you know, she'd pay you to make it because she used to have, during Corona, she was paying a friend to make a lasagna and leave it in her driveway.
Yeah. Shut up. That was during COVID.
But did I lie?
But there's a place, it's not a chain, but there's two locations. There's one in Melrose and one in Billerica.
Yes.
And it's called Liberty Bell.
Yes. And Melissa lives in neither Melrose nor Billerica.
No, I live in Waltham.
Yeah.
And Liberty Bell in Billerica was offering, they were delivery. It was in my area, according to Uber Eats, which is very far. Billerica is about 30 minutes from Waltham.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? Right. And it was rush hour yesterday afternoon. So I knew if I was going to pay, I was going to pay a lot. So the delivery fee was... First, I'll tell you the corn chowder price. The corn chowder price is like between $5 and $6.
Okay.
And that was all I was getting.
Okay.
Only corn chowder.
Correct. Yeah. But that was my dinner. That's all I had for dinner last night.
Okay.
The delivery fee was $8. Now, wait. I also tipped extra because I knew it was a long drive and I knew it was raining. So the whole thing, after all was said and done, came to like $23,
$24.
Wait a minute.
One corn chowder.
Don't you dare play that song for me.
Melissa.
Listen. I don't care. What? Have you ever been home, right? Well, you have a huge family. I live alone. Have you, Pebbles, Have you ever been?
She just disregarded.
I know.
Yeah, right.
She's like, let me sway it as much as possible to my side.
Have you ever been home and just not wanted to leave the house? And
it was
raining bad and there was a lot of traffic. Yep. I just don't want to go. And you were craving that one thing. And you were like, you know what? I'll pay a little extra if I don't have to leave my house. It's convenience.
But you paid more for the thing,
yes,
to bring you the
yes,
thing,
yes,
than the actual price of
and
the
Romero,
thing.
You know what? I would do it again.
No. I had a can of Campbell's tomato soup.
That's what I can't feel bad.
What was at my house?
Pebbles, have you ever paid more for the actual like delivery of something, like the service charge, than for the actual product? Like if it's gonna cost more than the product, I'm ordering extra stuff just so I can justify it and be like, well, I mean, it cost me, you know, $12 right. for the food.
I mean, I've done dumb things with money. Like I've told you all, I'll pay, because I'm lazy, I'll pay my niece $20 to go get something out of my car.
Similar.
But you know what? This is my thing with
it's similar.
Where I think it's different. Because you'll pay $23 for that chowder, but I remember having a conversation where you would not pay 99 cents for an app.
That's out of spite. There's a difference. I'm not paying for a stupid app that one's a spite thing. Because I don't remember which app it was, but I was like, I should be getting this for free. Why am I paying you a dollar?
You said it for a lot. You said you wouldn't pay for apps. That you don't pay for apps.
I
unless they're apps from the 99.
No, I kind of do now, but you're right. I'm very selective. Very selective.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.